This is Dateline New Mexico from Mills Broadcasting. I'm Tom Trowbridge. A panel of state lawmakers is working to create legislation to try and put the skids on the state's rising crime rates, both property crime and violent ones. I'll tell you more about the newly reestablished Legislative Criminal Justice Reform Subcommittee and its mission after this word from our media partner.
No matter who we are or where we come from, we all experience difficulties in life.
Military veterans know that sometimes it takes strength and determination to make it through.
Whether it's physical challenges or struggles on the inside, it takes strength to ask for help when you need it.
Learn how veterans like us have reached out for help and hear stories of strength and recovery at MakeTheConnection.net.
2 years ago, the New Mexico legislature dissolved the Criminal Justice Reform Subcommittee after the bills it agreed upon failed to win approval. But Republican Senator Sandra Rue of Albuquerque says the panel was reinstated this year.
So the point is, we're back to looking at criminal justice reform. It's a bipartisan committee. You have House members and senators, Democrats and Republicans, and I co-chair that committee with my friend and colleague, Representative Mo Maestas.
Rue says the point is for the committee to take a holistic look at New Mexico's criminal justice system.
There's so many parts of it that need tweaking and adjusting. You know, if you look at the broader view of things, the criminal code, for instance, is very old and antiquated, and there's some things in there that don't belong, some things in there that need to be tweaked and updated.
And he says the panel is looking at the issue of folks coming into the criminal justice system, the front end, as well as the back end.
On the front end, which is what this first meeting dealt with, was looking at folks as they get processed into the system. Maybe folks are coming in for the first, second, or third time, how they're handled by the courts, by the judges, the DAs, if there's alternative sentencing, if they're when they're released on their own recognizance. What are the issues with those folks going out and reoffending? We're looking at some of the ideas on the front end. And then we're also looking at some of the options on the back end when folks come out of prison or out of the system. Do we have good programs to help them integrate back into society? So we're really, there's a lot of things to deal with criminal justice reform.
While the subcommittee looks at long-term approaches to criminal justice, Senator Rue says his concern, representing the Albuquerque-Bernalillo County Metro, is the area's rampant crime. He's looking at what can be done in the short term.
Perhaps some legislation or the financial aspects of it to make a difference this next 30-day session that begins this coming January. But there's some things that we need to try to deal with right away. So I'm hoping we can focus on the property crimes, the violent crimes, the fact that it seems to be the same people reoffending again and again. And this has gotten to a crisis point in our city. And it's something that I'm trying very hard to do something now that would affect a better outcome in that system.
Rue says the committee will meet three more times, all in the Albuquerque area, and that public participation is encouraged.
People can go to the state legislative website and look up committees. It's pretty user-friendly. And then look up the Criminal Justice Reform Subcommittee. And you can see the committee dates. You can see the agendas once they're posted. And I would like to make the public aware of the fact there is public comment at all these meetings, and usually the public comments is during the middle of the day around the lunch hour.
Senator Sandra Rue, co-chair of the Legislative Criminal Justice Reform Subcommittee. That's Dateline New Mexico. I'm Tom Trowbridge.